Trent Cranksner with you here on KNZA Locker Room Chat, sitting in with Valley Falls head coach Ryan Nowell. It's presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment and the FW Houston. And coach, coming in as a brand new coach in the district, what have you seen from your guys so far in this offseason?
I think we've had a good offseason. I think it's been pretty productive. You know, the things we asked of them, they were on board. They were looking to make some changes and want to chase success. And they were willing to do the things that we thought, you know, just walking in new needed addressed. So it wasn't a whole lot of persuasion. We had a lot of guys that spent a lot of time in the weight room this summer. We went to some team camps. We knocked out a few 7-on-7s, and I thought our participation was pretty good based on extremely limited overall numbers.
And you have a large senior class from last year to replace. So who's stepping up right now over the course of this offseason for you guys?
Well, to be honest, when you got 17 guys out for football, everybody's stepping up. It's, you know, the numbers are they're kind of a tough one, and we were hoping for better, but I am thrilled with the guys that are putting helmets on every day. We like what we're getting out of them. We're going to do the absolute best we can with them and love on them as much as we can and let them know that we're glad they're here. But it's kind of by committee. We've had to move some guys around, and some were hesitant and some were all in. So we really appreciate those guys that said, you know, coach, I'll do whatever I can to help the team. And it's been a fun ride so far. So they're great to be around. They've been working hard, and we're just excited for a Friday home opener.
And the strength of your offense is probably going to have to be the five guys you return up front: Raiden Walker, Jesse Tyler, Noah Dodd, Jesse Hertz, and Wyatt Hunter Fun, all starting last year. And that's probably got to be the strength of your offense right now, with guys up front with continuity.
Yeah, you know, those guys have played together. They've played up front. They've kind of been in the trenches. And they're willing. They're willing to change. They're willing to try this. They're willing to do that. And they're a lot of fun to coach. And if you don't know those guys like we do, but, man, they're also just a lot of fun to be around. They're kind of a goofy group. And they might test our patience a little bit. But I love ornery football players. And I think each one of those guys kind of checks that box as a kid that's going to play real hard. Might make us scratch our head a little bit on the things they do sometimes. But they're a lot of fun to be around, and we sure like them.
And it's been a really hot week. So how have you guys dealt with the heat?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's been beautiful here in Valley Falls.
All right. Well,
we're going later. We were able to get on the field and turn the lights on at 7:30, and the wet bulb told us we were good to go last night. We're going to try it again tonight. And Thursday is kind of up in the air. Sounds like we might be pushing back some game times, maybe across the state, or at least in this area and league for sure. So, you know, once we get that news, we'll do the best we can to keep the kids safe in the heat. But we also have to get used to it a little bit, because we're going to play in some of it on Fridays.
And a big one, home opener in a league game. We'll talk with Coach Nowell as we return here on our locker room chat with the Valley Falls head coach. Back here with Ryan Nowell, the new head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons. The Valley Falls locker room chat is presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment and the FW Houston. And coach, league game against a Pleasant Ridge team that is also kind of young like you guys. What have you guys seen on film from these guys so far?
Well, nothing, you know, because we're in week one. It's kind of a tough one. It's the necessary evil of early football. But what we know about them is, you know, Coach Foster over there has done a heck of a job. They finished really hot last year. One of their streak wins that they finished on was over Valley Falls. You know, and watching tape of that, they bring a lot of kids back. I saw their Facebook this summer. They got some strong kids. They've been working in the weight room. They're going to be tough up front. Quarterback, lefty, super athletic, throws the ball well. So they're going to present some challenges for us early defensively. And, you know, we got to answer the bell. We got to show up and play football and fly around and play fast. And if we make a mistake, wipe the slate clean and get ready to do play number two.
And how do you, starting in with your new system, obviously things are going to be a little bit rough, but as your way to measure success, what would it be a successful Friday for Valley Falls this Friday?
Well, maybe we want to score more points than they do, I think, at the end of the night. But so much more goes into that. We're looking to establish the running game, sustain drives, not put the ball on the grass, and make sure that we are moving the chains. I think if we do that, not like we've given our defense a rest, because the same guys that are playing offense are going to flip around, they're going to play defense. But but I think it puts us in the best position to grind out some long drives offensively and hold on to the football. On the defensive end, you know, we want to be assignment sound coverage-wise, make sure nothing goes over our head in the secondary, and the goal is to create a couple turnovers and just see where we're at when the fourth quarter hits.
And you have a lot of underclassmen that you're going to be relying on, just a couple seniors and a solid junior class, but a lot of sophomores and freshmen. Have those underclassmen shown flashes in practice for you yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, flashes, I mean, probably not the right word, but we like where they're getting from a consistency basis. You know, that's really all we're asking of them is practice hard every day, have some consistency to what you're doing, and then just make a stride today and be a little bit better than you were yesterday. And I think our young kids are really starting to believe in that. There's a few of them. I want to mention them because they've done a heck of a job the last 4 or 5 days. Benton Heinen is playing well right now, and he's going to find himself on the field. And he's had a really good early couple weeks of football practice, and he's a sophomore, and he played some last year, so he's got experience, but we weren't sure where he was going to fit for us. And he's finding a home in a number of different places. And the other one is Finn Coleman. We know Finn didn't play football in eighth grade, a supremely athletic freshman. He has some size, has some speed, but he's really taken to football. And we like how coachable he is and his athleticism and some coaching. He's going to be a real nice kid to work with for the next couple of years.
All right, Coach. We'll make sure that you guys on the sideline, all your players hydrate Friday, and best of luck.
Hey, thank you. Well, we'll sure do that. I'll start my hydration early because it's going to be a hot one, but we look forward to it.